This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
My leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I was looking for aid when they pulled that gate.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by CIA whistleblower who subsequently went to jail for exposing criminal actions. Isn't that the way it always is? You expose criminal actions within the government, and it's the whistleblower that goes to jail. The people who committed the criminal actions do not go to jail. His name is John Kiriakou. He wrote a book with Joseph Hickman called The Convenient Terrorist, and it's another case of a convenient narrative that is being sold by the mainstream media, by the U.S. government, in order to get what they want, essentially a pack of lies. It'll be a very interesting interview, I think. It's a very interesting book. I wanted to get to, in this section right here, as we're talking about the CNN story, this story here from The Intercept by Glenn Greenwald. He said several factors here are compounding CNN's embarrassment. To begin with, the story was first debunked by Breitbart and by Sputnik News. They explained that the investment fund documented several factual inaccuracies in the report. They said the fund is not even a part of the named Russian bank, Veneshikom Bank, which is under investigation. Breitbart cited numerous other factual inaccuracies. So this whole thing started melting down the end of the week. They pulled this thing back, and now they have pulled back from Russia. But they said CNN is hardly alone, and this is the key point, folks. It's hardly alone when it comes to embarrassing retractions regarding Russia. And then they talk about Washington Post. Remember the end of the year, how we had all of this fear-mongering about how Vladimir Putin was attempting to hack our electric grid? That's a tweet from an MSNBC journalist. We have other Democrat officials doing the same thing. And, of course, we just had this last week, Jay Johnson, going before Congress and saying, I know that Vladimir Putin personally ordered the attempt hacks into our state boards of election, you know, because Vladimir Putin wants to get those voter rolls in Georgia. No, I don't think so. I think it's far more likely that the DNC, the people who really did hack the election against Bernie Sanders, I think it's far more likely that they want to do it. I think it's far more likely that bad actors in the state bureaucracy or to be able to insinuate themselves in the electronic voting machines to truly hack the votes, to hack the totals. And they're using this. They were the ones who were caught red-handed trying to break into the Georgia state election information and into the Indiana state election. We had state secretaries of state get together and ask Donald Trump to shut down Homeland Security. They've asked Jay Johnson for information about what had happened, completely stonewalled them until he came out and had his dog and pony show and said, it was Putin who did it. It's Putin who did it. Well, what were they telling us back December 30th? They published, this is the Washington Post, published a blockbuster, frightening scoop that immediately and predictably went viral and generated massive traffic. Remember when this happened? Russian hackers, the paper claimed, based on anonymous sources. The favorite source of the Washington Post and the New York Times, anonymous sources, had hacked into the U.S. electricity grid through a Vermont utility. What was this in reality? Well, they had not bothered to even contact the Vermont utility. When somebody did, the Vermont utility said, well, we found a little bit of malware on a laptop. It was not connected to the Vermont grid. It was not connected to the U.S. electric grid. So then they come out and they double down on this. This is the Washington Post. You can see the headline, National Security. Russian operation, hacker Vermont utility, showing risk to U.S. electrical grid, security officials say. And then in small letters underneath it, an editor's note. An earlier version of this story incorrectly said the Russian hackers had penetrated the U.S. electric grid. Authorities say there's no indication of that so far. So far. The computer that was hacked was not attached to the grid. This is so alarmist, so over-the-top ridiculous. And yet, and he continues to go through this story, showing how this story evolved and how they continued to try to reluctantly, they little bit by little bit, they let some detail go, and then they would do another story and let another detail go that they had pushed forward falsely, but still maintaining this fear, this false narrative that by this time they well knew was not true. This is the Washington Post. This is Jeff Bezos' political weapon that he bought for a pittance. I mean, $250 million to Jeff Bezos? That's less than a little stock blip on a particular day. And that makes him a player in Washington. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Kiriakou, CIA whistleblower.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, I misspoke in the last segment. I said that our guest coming up would be in this segment. It's going to be an hour from now that we're going to have John Kiriakou, former CIA whistleblower, talking to us about his newest book, Convenient Terrorist. It's always very important for us to come back and look at the official stories that we get from the government to fact check those stories, do sanity check those stories. That's why people push back against the JFK assassination, and that's why the FBI, in order to shut that down, invented the term conspiracy theorist. You don't believe that one guy with a bolt-action rifle and they took all those shots from the back? You believe some of those witnesses? You believe the Zapruder film? What's the matter with you people? You're a bunch of paranoid, tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist if you don't believe the government's official story. Well, let's take a look at the government's official story about this Syrian chemical attack, the latest one. You know, I was just saying before this information came out, I was saying to my wife, you know, one of the things that Megyn Kelly asked me, you know, what is your, what are the stories that you feel the best about that you've done here at InfoWars? And I said, well, you know, the Bundy Ranch, I think that was a very important time to see people standing with their neighbors, standing up peacefully and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to let you take away our property rights. We're not going to let you abuse us illegally without any legal law enforcement authority under color of law. And they did that peacefully. And they stood up and said, we're just not going to take that anymore. Because, you know, if you don't have any property rights, you are the property. You're a slave. It's just that simple. But I also told my wife, I said, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that we stood up in 2013 when Obama was trying to push us into a troops on the ground and becoming Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. And we stood up and said, I'm sorry, we're not buying this sarin gas attack narrative. It was phony. And first Russia came out and pushed back against it along with Syria. Then we had UN arms weapons inspectors push back against it. And eventually we had people within the American defense establishment come out and say, no, that didn't happen. And the whole thing got shut down. This time around, it went very quickly. And I think the reason for that is because of McMaster and the timing of when he joined the administration. But we're in a very dangerous situation. Where are we right now? Today, we've got NBC reporting, and we got tweets that are coming out from Nikki Haley. NBC reports White House warns Syria against chemical attack preparations. Don't you even think about it. Anything goes wrong there, we're going to take that as an excuse to attack Russia, to attack Syria. The United States has spotted, quote, potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack, unquote, by the Syrian government, said the White House late Monday in a statement that took some defense and military officials by surprise. Yes, the statement warned that Syria would pay a heavy price if such an attack proceeds. It gave no details of the purported preparations. Of course not. Of course there's not going to be any details. There weren't any details that could be analyzed or debunked when they launched the attack. Those details eventually did surface, and we did talk about that, and we did have former weapons inspectors debunk that at the time. But by then, it was too late. And hopefully, we're not going to see this happen again. We have to understand how incredibly dangerous these actions that are being taken by the U.S. military right now in Syria are. We are not there, folks, to fight ISIS. We have been arming ISIS. We've been training ISIS. We've been assisting ISIS. And every time ISIS is about to lose to the Syrian government, we create some kind of a false flag attack to give us an excuse to go further in. Before we shot down the Syrian jet without warning, and again, as a means to stop a knee-jerk beginning to a war, communications were established between the Russian and the United States to prevent this, to say that, talk about where the jets were and what planned actions were going to happen. That was completely ignored. We took a very dangerous, precipitous action in terms of shooting down that Syrian jet. Prior to that, on that Sunday, that was about 10 days ago. Prior to that, the preceding Thursday, we had moved artillery very close to positions that the Syrian government had. We are defending so-called moderate rebels. And we see how this works. These people are constantly changing their names. One week they're moderate rebels, the next week they're Al-Qaeda, they're ISIS, whatever. They just, you know, we know exactly what's happening. We have pointed this out again with John McCain time and time again, how he goes in these areas. This is simply about creating chaos. And it's a very, very dangerous game of war that they're playing with Russians. Russians were invited by the Syrian government, which is not perfect. See, that's the issue here. There's not any perfect country in that area of the world. There's not necessarily a good guy. But we have there is a stable government. We have a government that is far less dangerous to the people in Syria and to the rest of the world than ISIS is and will be. And we have seen this played out before in Syria and in Libya. We know exactly how this is going to go down. And many people have pointed that out. But let's take a look at now what Nikki Haley is trying to do and the White House, elements within the White House. They gave no details of these supposed preparations, but they said the activities are similar to preparations the regime made before its April 4th, 2017 chemical weapons attack. So, really, what were they doing? Stealing incubators or something? And we'll talk about that. We'll look at Seymour Hersh when he talks about what kind of activities, what kind of preparations, what kind of notifications happened before that attack that was characterized as a sarin gas attack that could only be done by Syria. Unbelievable that we would take action on this, which was the same type of attack which was exposed as a lie in 2013. The White House warned, as we previously stated, the U.S. and Syria is in Syria to eliminate the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And there are people in the White House who want to see that happen. But there are also people who don't care if that happens. There are people who simply want regime change. And they will use ISIS, they will empower ISIS, they will put them in charge if they can get regime change. And they have their own reasons for why they want to do that. Pipelines and other issues are involved in that. If, however, Mr. Assad conducts another mass murder attack using chemical weapons, he and his military will pay a heavy price. Nikki Haley tweeted a similar warning to Russia and Iran a short time later, saying any attack would be blamed not only on Assad, but, quote, also on Russia and Iran, who support him, killing his own people. In other words, anybody we don't like, we're going to just unilaterally blame them without any proof, and we will take action. And you better believe they will. They shot down that Syrian jet without provocation, without warning. And this is the woman, basically, folks, Nikki Haley. Her family's from India. She doesn't know anything about American history. Doesn't know anything about the Civil War. But she's started this one-woman pogrom to essentially erase American history that she knows nothing about. She was a never-Trump neocon. And why she was ever picked as U.N. ambassador, I cannot understand why she was ever put in the administration. A Syrian minister dismissed the White House statement saying that Damascus has not and will not use such arms. They don't need to. They're winning. They're winning. They don't need to do this. They don't have any motivation to do this. We are the ones who want to have a motivation to attack them, to stop them from wiping out our surrogates, ISIS. Let's keep that clear, what this is really about. Russian officials accuse the U.S. of laying the groundwork for an attack on Syrian forces. Exactly. Let's take a look at the Seymour Hersh story. Seymour Hersh pointed out, and this came out last week, it was in a German paper, last time when he was talking about the Syrian false flag attack, he had to do that in a London paper. He's a former Pulitzer Prize winner who used to work for the New York Times, but people like Seymour Hersh are no longer welcome in the United States if they do not push war. If they push against it, the New York Times, the Washington Post, whether they want to portray themselves as left or right, there's one thing they all agree on. They want war. They point out the lobbying of Tomahawk missiles into Syria based on the fairy tale that Assad launched a chemical weapon attack and Trump's cozying up to the barbaric terrorist-supported leaders of Saudi Arabia have been very concerning aspects of his foreign policy. And we're all very concerned about this. And these are elements within the Trump administration. There are other elements that we need to support. And we need to support Donald Trump's instincts, his knowledge, what he campaigned on. We need to stand behind him to make sure that the right elements, that the better angels of his nature prevail here. That he's not lied to, that he's not deceived by these people, that he does the right thing. Now, this is a report that Seymour Hersh did called Trump's Red Line. He asserts that President Trump ignored important intelligence reports when he made the decision to attack Syria after pictures emerged of dying children in the war-torn country. And this is a zero-hedge report on Trump, on Seymour Hersh's report. They point out that Hersh's account, in his account, Trump was well aware of the fact that the U.S. had no solid intelligence linking the Syrian government to a chemical weapons attack. According to Hersh's article, it's doubtful that a chemical weapons attack occurred at all. Hersh said this. He said the available intelligence made clear that the Syrians had targeted a jihadist meeting on April the 4th. Remember now, this is Nikki Haley, and elements within the Trump White House are saying, we're seeing the same kinds of preparations happening now in Syria that happened before this chemical weapons attack. Well, what was happening on April 4th? Well, on April 4th, there was a meeting using Russian-supplied guided bombs with conventional explosives. The details of the attack, including information on its so-called high-value targets, had been provided by the Russians days in advance to American and allied military officials in Doha, whose mission is to coordinate all U.S., allied, Syrian, and Russian Air Force operations in the region that has now been shut down because of our precipitous attack on the Syrian jet. One officer said, none of this makes any sense. We know there was no chemical attack. The Russians are furious, claiming we have real intel and we know the truth. I guess it didn't matter, they said. Russia had actually warned its American counterparts off the chance that there were any CIA assets on the ground. So basically they were playing the game right, they said. So why would this happen? Well, they believe, as Zero Hedge points out, you look at the timing of this. It's at the time that General Flynn was removed and McMaster came into the operation. So was the willingness here, the manipulations of McMaster? We're going to take a look.
It's a no-brainer. A Ted Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Oh,
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the Seymour Hersh story, and this is very important that we get this right, folks. We do not want to have a war provoked in Syria. We want to shut down ISIS. And, of course, it doesn't look like the U.S. government wants to shut down their surrogate. It looks like they would rather have a war with the Russians. Let's take a look at what Seymour Hersh was saying in terms of what happened just before this latest event in Syria, as we have Nikki Haley saying that looks like they are starting to have preparations that look exactly like what happened on April 4th, 2017, before a chemical weapons attack. Was there a chemical weapons attack? What were the preparations? Well, according to Seymour Hersh, he said Russia had actually warned its American counterparts off chance that there were CIA assets on the ground. He continues, he said he had his sources told him that every operations officer in the region, in the Army, the Marine Corps, Air Force, CIA, and NSA, had to know there was something going on. The Russians gave the Syrian Air Force a guided bomb, and that was a rarity. They're skimpy with their guided bombs. They rarely share them with the Syrian Air Force. The Syrians assigned their best pilot to the mission with the best wingman. The advanced intelligence on the target, as supplied by the Russians, was given the highest possible score inside the American community. So what they were saying was they were hitting a terrorist warehouse. Now, the interesting thing about this, the one pushback against this, is the fact that the Russians gave different accounts of this incident. And honestly, we have to point this out. It said, strangely, if Hersh's reporting is accurate, it's not clear why the Russians didn't give the detailed account at the time. Why didn't the Russians emphasize that they had shared information with U.S. military in advance of the attack? It also doesn't explain why Vladimir Putin appeared to endorse two competing theories behind the events. We also had, however, we had reports from the Doctors Without Borders, the French organization MSF. They said that there were 8 patients that showed symptoms that were consistent to exposure to neurotoxins like sarin gas or similar things. And they said they also visited other hospitals that received victims, found the patients there smelled of bleach, suggesting that they'd been exposed to chlorine. In other words, evidence suggested there was more than one type of chemical responsible for the symptoms observed. I think this is very key. If it was sarin gas, you would not have seen the types of video that we saw with people operating without protective clothing. You also would have had nobody moving these weapons around unless they had a full hazmat suit. But the issue here, and of course we also had the former weapons inspector who had done the report, and we reported this at InfoWars as well, showing a canister that was imploded from above in the crater. If you look at the pictures that were put out by the Pentagon, you can actually see the canister, a canister that was crushed from above, did not explode from within, as you would have with a weaponized chemical canister. So it's clear that there's a lot of misinformation here, but it is also clear that the U.S., based on its actions with the Syrian jet, based on the information that we got from Postel, who is a former scientific advisor to the U.S. military's chief of naval operations, a guy who had been hired by the Pentagon as a consultant, and there's that article there showing the canister, how it was imploded from top down and not exploded. All of that information shows that this is not a chemical weapons strike. That was a fairy tale, okay? That is not the narrative that we were being told. And they point out this, and this is the Zero Hedge article. They say, missing from Hersh's account, however, is the fact that it was newly appointed National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster who laid out the military strike proposals to the president at his resort April the 6th. That is the key, folks. That is the key. The fact that we had General Flynn removed, and now we have this article today from Circa. Did the FBI retaliate against Michael Flynn by launching the Russia probe? So there's a couple of things here that are really, really concerning about the firing of Michael Flynn. Number one, the fact that he was targeted illegally by the intelligence community, that they unveiled information about him when he was not a suspect. That is a violation of the law. The FISA court has talked about that. They have unsealed those records. The fact that they would unseal those records is a violation of the law by the FISA court, as well as the FBI. The FISA court says the FBI is never allowed to collect intelligence on American citizens in America without a search warrant. That's the Constitution. The FISA court says the Foreign Intelligence Act and the intelligence communities are allowed only to get information on foreign citizens in foreign countries without having a search warrant. What they did to General Flynn was outrageous. It was a violation of the law. It had severe consequences from a not just a political standpoint, but the intelligence community. By taking out Flynn, by putting in McMaster, they were able to do this false flag attack that they did with the sarin gas. And we're going to talk about what they did with Michael Flynn when we come back.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back and finish this story about Syria, about Michael Flynn, the exposure by Seymour Hersh asking questions, and of course now Nikki Haley and other neocons in the Trump administration pushing the idea that there's some kind of new preparation for a new chemical weapons attack in Syria, and that's going to give them carte blanche to do whatever they wish in the area, attack whoever they wish. Whether it's Syria, Iran, or Russia, we'll just have to wait and see who Nikki Haley and McMaster point the finger at so they can start World War III. We're going to talk about where this came from, and the key part of this, I think, is the FBI retaliation against Michael Flynn, and that's precisely what this is. This is a new story. You haven't heard this before. I want to get into this, and then we're going to get back to what happened with CNN. We've also got a story update on Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the struggle that he's going through being prosecuted for obeying the law when the president and a judge told him not to. So the judge holds him in contempt of the judge's ruling. When the judge's ruling and the president's orders are in contempt of the law. So what are we supposed to obey here? We got the Nuremberg trials here, I guess, where you're not supposed to follow the written law. You're supposed to follow whatever the dictates of the president and the judge at a given time are, shutting down the immigration law, shutting down the borders. That's why the Border Patrol Union took the unprecedented move of supporting Donald Trump. They were absolutely outraged that the president and his liberal judges would shut down the enforcement of the law, shut down the protection of our borders. Real quickly, before we get back to the story, we have our 4th of July summer mega specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com. For limited time, free shipping store-wide. This is going to run through the 4th of July. Everything at the store, free shipping. We really appreciate your support. We offer these kinds of sales. Not only heavy discounts on items I'm going to go through here in just a second, but free shipping store-wide. We have BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off retail. And remember, this is free shipping. It'd be crazy not to stock up on a long-term food supply that is made in the USA, non-GMO, when you can get it 30 to 40% off and free shipping. Also, Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. These are the types of things like insect repellent that doesn't have harmful, dangerous chemicals like DEET. It's natural chemicals to repel insects. This is the Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. Again, Living Defense, 20% off. So you see things, most of these items, 30 to 40% off while supplies last and free shipping. That's part of our 4th of July summer mega special, now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Now I want to finish up on this mess that we have with the neocons, Nikki Haley, with the FBI coming after Michael Flynn, getting him out, and then immediately we have this knee-jerk firing, claiming that it is a sarin gas attack. It looked exactly like what we had shut down in 2013. We told people this is an attempt by Obama to make the United States the Air Force of Al-Qaeda. We have dropped supplies to them. We have trained them. We've given them money. We've given them support. We've told everybody that they're moderate rebels because they come up with all these different aliases. And now we want the government to act as their air force. That was what was happening 4 years ago. We had soldiers and sailors getting on social media, holding up pictures saying, we will not be Al-Qaeda's air force. That was shut down. We showed that that was a false narrative. This was a false narrative that happened on April the 4th. It was April the 6th that McMaster began taking over the National Security Council. And that was the result. Now, how did they get Flynn out? This story from Circa that came out yesterday evening talks about how the FBI launched a criminal probe against advisor Michael Flynn 2 years after the retired Army general roiled the Bureau's leadership by intervening on behalf of a decorated counterterrorism agent who accused now Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe and other top officials of sexual discrimination. This is according to documents and interviews that have now surfaced. So understand, Andrew McCabe, who is the FBI director, acting FBI director, he was the number two for Comey. He was the target, he was accused of sexual discrimination. Michael Flynn got involved. It was an unusual intervention, they said. It was on behalf of a supervisory special agent, Robin Gritz, a female. It was highly unusual, they said, and included a letter in 2014 on his official Pentagon stationery. This was a public interview in 2015 where he supported Gritz's case, and he offered to testify on her behalf. His offer put him in as a hostile witness in a case against Andrew McCabe, FBI director now, acting director, who was soaring through the Bureau's leadership ranks. The FBI sought to block Flynn's support for the agent. They asked a federal administrative law judge in May 2014 to keep Flynn and others from getting involved and from being witnesses in her EEOC case. 2 years later, the FBI opened its inquiry of Flynn. The EO case, which is still pending, is serious enough to require McCabe to submit to a sworn statement to investigators. The deputy director's testimony provided some of the strongest evidence in the case of possible retaliation because, and listen to this, he admitted the FBI opened an internal investigation into Gritz's personal conduct after learning that she had filed and had intended to file a sex discrimination complaint against her supervisors. So once they found out she was accusing them of sexual discrimination, they went after her personally. And then once General Flynn got involved, because he had worked with her in terms of the security issues, and she was known to him, once he said that he was going to file on her behalf and testify on behalf her behalf, they came after him. That's what it looks like now. Bureau employees who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of retribution told Circa they did not know the reason for McCabe's displeasure with Flynn, but that it made them uncomfortable as the Russian probe began to unfold and pressure began to build to investigate Flynn. One employee even consulted a private lawyer. So these are people within the FBI saying this looks like this is retaliatory against General Flynn because he got involved on behalf of an employee who said she was sexually discriminated against by McCabe and others. Quote, as far as the troops in the field, the vast majority were disgusted with the Russia decision. But that was McCabe driving the result that eventually led former FBI Director James Comey to make the decision. McCabe, whose wife was running for office in Virginia, getting money from the Clinton Foundation. They say the Flynn leaks were nothing short of political, said one FBI employee. The leaks appeared to be targeted to take Flynn out. Documents and memos obtained by Circa detail how Flynn and other top officials at other government agencies in 2014 and 15 came to intervene in the EEOC case of Gritz, who rose over two decades to a supervisory special agent inside the FBI on strength of her counterterrorism work. For nearly a decade, she had worked with the intelligence community to help successfully track down global terrorists or to rescue Western hostages. This is how General Flynn knew her. But then, when she went to work under McCabe, her career took a sudden downturn under his leadership team in 2012, resulting in her first negative rating after years of outstanding performance reviews. She filed an EEOC complaint inside the FBI against a handful of bureau executives in 2012, alleging her career was being derailed by sexual discrimination. So on her behalf, General Flynn says, I'm going to testify on her behalf. She's been an exemplary person. She's had a great record here. That got him involved with this case where we now know that Andrew McCabe began investigating her personally to try to get dirt on her. Then, from testimony of other FBI agents, it looks like McCabe came after Flynn as well. And this case is still not resolved. But it certainly does help Andrew McCabe to have sullied the reputation of Michael Flynn. So that's just one aspect of it. There's a personal aspect there. But I think an even more important aspect here is how the intelligence community took out people who were going to be opposed to their ever-widening conflict in Syria, opposed to their regime change. These are the people, the McMasters, the Petraeuses, the Nikki Haleys, who have pushed for regime change, pushed for chaos, and created chaos in Libya and elsewhere, and they're trying to do that in Syria. To create ISIS, to empower ISIS, to attack the people who are trying to stop ISIS, that is absolutely irresponsible. And as Trump supporters, we need to speak out against that. We need to shut down this reckless, dangerous action that could lead to World War III. Now I want to talk about what's going on with Sheriff Joe, because this is also something that really needs to get some publicity. We really need to contact Trump and the Department of Justice. Yesterday, we had a criminal trial that opened against former Sheriff Joe Arpaio to build his highly touted deportation force, they point out. Trump is now reviving a longstanding program that deputizes local officers to enforce federal immigration law. That was what Sheriff Joe was doing. And now we've got an activist judge who is trying to send him to jail for criminal contempt of this judge's order not to enforce immigration law. Arpaio's lawyer said the former sheriff is charged with a crime for cooperating with U.S. immigration officials. Say, under the Obama administration, it was a crime to cooperate with immigration officials. It was a crime to patrol the border. That's why the Border Patrol was so strong and outspoken in its support of Donald Trump. But what happened is we had Sheriff Joe's officers, they say, targeted immigrants who used fraudulent IDs to get jobs. Why would we want a sheriff to do that? I mean, we don't want to, if somebody comes into this country and violates the law, a foreign citizen comes here and criminally trespasses and thumbs their nose at the law, we shouldn't investigate that. If they use fraudulent IDs to get jobs, we shouldn't investigate that either. And if we have a sheriff who's going to enforce those kinds of laws, that sheriff needs to go to jail. So that's what the former Department of Justice, and I put that in quotes, air quotes, Department of Justice, that's what they said. That's what the former president said. And so the question is, why does the current Department of Justice continue to say that? Why is the current Department of Justice trying to crucify Sheriff Joe for trying to obey the law, for trying to follow policy that got Donald Trump elected, saying that he would enforce immigration law? His immigration powers were eventually stripped away by the courts and by the federal governments, just as the Border Patrol was. But I want you to look at how this is turning. The latest development in this is that former attorney of Sheriff Joe is forced to testify against him in violation of client-attorney privileges. A lawyer who once represented former Sheriff Joe Arpaio in a racial profiling case has testified that he had several meetings with Arpaio to discuss a court order that barred traffic patrols targeting immigrants. This is under a criminal contempt of court charge for prolonging the paroles after a judge ordered them stopped. And so they're penetrating this attorney-client privilege here, and they're even shutting down his ability to have a trial by jury. This judge does not want a jury. This judge wants to be the sole judge and jury of what's going on with Sheriff Arpaio. This is a kangaroo court case, and Sheriff Joe has tried to subpoena Jeff Sessions to testify. In late August of 2016, the Department of Justice, then under Loretta Lynch, formally filed criminal contempt of court charges against Sheriff Joe and others just 2 weeks before the election. They broke a long-standing tradition and protocol not to take action against sitting elected officials close to an election in order to avoid unduly influencing public opinion and interfering with an election. Isn't that just what we heard from James Comey? Isn't that what Loretta Lynch said when she said, we want to call this a matter because we don't want to interfere with the election of Hillary Clinton? So they backed off. But for Sheriff Joe, they did exactly the opposite. As a matter of fact, they decided to charge Sheriff Joe with a different statute of contempt of court than they did for three others that had been named in the referral. The other three defendants had their charges dropped because the statute of limitations had run its course. But the special charge that they put on Sheriff Joe got around the statute of limitations so that they could do it while he was running for re-election. Sheriff Joe was charged with a unique statute, a longer statute of limitations, in order to make those charges stick, to make it happen through the election, to do the most political damage to him as close to the election as possible. Even though the charges of the Department of Justice filed against Arpaio demand a trial by jury, the Department of Justice has vehemently fought in court to deny the sheriff his constitutional right to a trial by jury, which means that as they've appealed this to the Supreme Court, without the Supreme Court stepping in, Sheriff Joe is going to face trial right now where he will be decided by one sitting federal judge. This is amazing. Prosecutors in the Department of Justice have opposed the bid for Attorney General Sessions to testify in this case. I just cannot understand, just as we're talking about with Jerome Corsi, the Fannie Freddie theft, one of the biggest bank robberies, I guess you could say, in history, where Obama went in and did a net asset sweep of private investors, of institutional investors. And this is the type of investment, as I've said before, that typically pension funds and people who are trying to save something for their retirement, they would invest in Fannie and Freddie because, hey, it looks like it's safe, right? It's a mortgage. Not only that, but it's a package of mortgages that are insured by the federal government. So somebody that's trying to preserve their capital for their retirement, trying to do the right thing, they would put their money there. But what you don't realize, what the public doesn't realize, is that although Fannie and Freddie was got into a very difficult situation, just like the rest of the junk mortgages there, they collateralized a lot of junk stuff, and there were a lot of people who made a lot of money doing that. They got millions of dollars in bonuses, and the investors were left holding the bag. The federal government stepped in, took that over, and then it began to be profitable. Obama didn't have any way to fund his subsidies of Obamacare. Congress refused to do it. A judge ruled in favor of Congress and said, they have to appropriate the money. You can't do that, Obama. You can't move that money from somewhere else. So then what he did was he said, well, we're going to do a net asset sweep. We're just going to take it away from the Fannie and Freddie investors. We're going to do whatever we wish to do. And the Department of Justice appealed that decision. Now, Attorney General Sessions could stop the funding of Obamacare just by dropping that appeal. It's just that simple. That's all the Trump administration has to do to point out the bankruptcy of this nonsense. We have the Congressional Budget Office coming out with these scoring operations saying, we're going to look at the number of people that have their insurance, and that's going to be the standard by which we're going to determine whether this is a good bill or not. That is based on a lie. These people who, quote unquote, have insurance is based on theft. It is not anything that was done legally. And so that could be stopped by Attorney General Sessions. They could stop this persecution of Arpaio, but they don't. And the question is, why? Why won't Attorney General Sessions step up, stop this appeal, stop this persecution of Sheriff Joe? You need to let them hear from you. You need to point this out. These are great injustices that are being done. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I say I saw the sheriff.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take another look at this Project Veritas recording, one of these recordings where they're talking about a witch hunt. This is a CNN producer saying the same thing that we've been saying over and over again, but he's saying it candidly to somebody that he is just talking to privately. Well, we have also released this new contest, an update. CNN is fake news contest, $200,000 in cash prizes. This is a new contest we put out here. CNN is fake news, $1,000 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with a CNN is fake news sign or a legible self-made T-shirt. A $2,500 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with a CNN is fake news sign or T-shirt. Also heard to say CNN is fake news. Infowars.com is real. Now, why are we doing this? We're doing this to encourage you, the listener, to realize that you have the power to save civilization from the criminal cabal that is controlling humanity and its fake news propaganda machine, especially CNN. They're the poster child for this fake news media, especially this last week. Now, we have this constant back and forth. We sell our products. That's what funds our operation. That's what funds these contests like this. And we really do appreciate your support. It's absolutely essential. It is your contribution to the war, and we offer you the very best products. It is, as Alex has pointed out, a win-win situation, or he calls it a 360-degree win. You know, it is not a zero-sum game. We can give you great quality products that you're not going to find anywhere else, like toothpaste that's got nano silver in it and iodine and doesn't have fluoride. You're not going to find that anywhere else. We put that out there for you at a very competitive price, and that funds our operation. It helps your health. It is a win-win situation. We have one of those going on right now, the 4th of July sale that is going on at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide on everything. We have 30 to 40% off selected items. We have 30% off BrainForce, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield. We have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And remember, this is free shipping as well. So 30 to 40% off plus free shipping while supplies last. And also we have Emmerich's Central Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. That's a new product that's come out. That's all natural ingredients to help you protect yourself. Suntan lotion, bug repellent that's going to be safe and effective for your use. That's what funds our operation. We don't get money from J.P. Morgan. We don't get money from big pharmaceutical companies. We get money from our listeners who support us. And that allows us to run things and to put this money back into the info war with things like this CNN is fake news contest. And to give you another sample of just how fake CNN is. We've got a little bit of time left in this segment. I want to play again the CNN producer caught by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas talking about how they know this is a witch hunt.
I think that there are a lot of like liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized. And I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything that he was doing with as much scrutiny as we applied to Donald Trump, I think our viewers would have been turned off. I think they would have believed that we were attacking him. But I think our viewers right now, and I'm not saying all of our viewers are like super liberals. I think there's just a lot of them. And
So Trump's good for business, you're saying?
Trump is good for business.
So they're going to tell their listeners what they want to hear, whether it's true or not, you understand?
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But then they say, well, there's still an investigation going on. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. If you were finding something, here would we know about it. The way these leaks happen, It leaked.
That's the key point. Let's hold it right there. You know, that's the key point. And I think that's another important point for all of us to understand as well. You know, when I talk about these situations with Syria, when I talk about what elements inside the Trump administration are doing, some of you may not like to hear that. But Trump needs to hear from you. You need to stand with Trump on what he campaigned on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard.